For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I went to Theater of Youth, and I saw The Shakespeare Stealer, which is based on a young adult novel by Gary Blackwood. He's the one who turned it into a play. It is fabulous. It's great for ages 8 to 80. The sword play is probably the best sword play that I have seen on any Shakespeare stage in years. And I'm talking about Stratford, even.
Who did the fight choreography?
Steve Vaughn, who does so much
He's very good. Storytelling through the fighting and all of that.
Oh, that was good. And standout performances. Jordan Lewis Fisher, he's the young Widge, the orphan apprentice who gets adopted by the Shakespeareans and learns what it means to be a friend and part of a family. And Nick Stevens in an unbelievably scary role. He's usually such a nice guy.
The dark side of Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
And what do you plan to see next?
Well, I'm heading over to Buffalo United Artists at the alleyway for Steve, which I gather you've seen.
I went with a group of my students who had a lot of fun, college students. Adult-oriented entertainment, middle-aged gay people behaving badly.
And I understand it's part of the 25th anniversary of Buffalo United Artists.
Oh, they had the big party on Sunday night, lots and lots of people, and that was great. It's these theater community parties where everyone comes together from across companies or people who've worked together across the decades, and they had put all the pictures out, and you're looking and saying, you know, oh, who's that attractive young person? And it's like, oh, it's me.
Oops.
Oops. Right. That kind of thing. But it was sentimental and joyful and everything it should be. But yes, they currently have Steve, new play by Mark Gerard, and this is the very first production subsequent to its New York run. That's running through the 11th.
Speaking of new plays, you went to a reading of Archduke by Rajiv Joseph. So how was it?
Wonderful. He's still working on it, and I understand that even while he was in town, Rajiv Joseph, he is a Pulitzer finalist. The most famous one is Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, which Robin Williams did in New York, but also Gruesome Playground Injuries. In this one, we go back 100 years or so to the recruitment of the young, consumptive men who were to assassinate the Archduke Ferdinand and his wife, igniting World War I. So it is a play about the recruitment of terrorists, which is what makes it timely, even though it's an historic piece. At the same time, it's comical and very deftly handled. I know that he had inserted a new ending on the very day of the reading and had added a great deal for the lone female character. I think that he's going to continue to work on those two elements, but he's so skillful. And this will open at the Mark Taper Forum, which is one of the most prestigious regional theaters in the nation, out in Los Angeles. But it was thrilling to see local Buffalo actors do this script and really rising to the occasion. Wonderful. So this was Road Less Traveled, Scott Berend directed, and it was in the Flexible Theater at Buffalo State College.
Question, why is it important that these young recruited assassins have consumption?
Because they're, at the time, it's terminal, then they're very manipulable and vulnerable. They're going to die, so they have nothing to live for. In the recruitment of them, they give them something to die for. That's what happens.
I went out to O'Connell and Company at the Park School to see a musical, It Should Have Been You. It has an older, what I'll call veteran, experienced cast. They were great. And then a younger, up-and-coming cast. Of the younger group, the star, the lead, as it were, Sarah Kovaci, I thought she was fabulous. What did you think?
I thought that she was delightful. I'd seen her in Opera Lights doing Gilbert and Sullivan. This is different from Gilbert and Sullivan. She said, I've been at voice lessons daily.
She was in Patience.
And I saw her in Yeoman of the Guard. Yeah, she does quite a lot. I thought that it was playful and fun. It's irresistible, about a wedding gone awry. At the same time, it had an element of Carol Burnett Show amateurishness about it. I guess that says it all. I think you know what I mean, right?
No, I do. Well, I've been telling people this is community theater at its best.
Though these are professional theater, I remember in Uta Hagen's respect for acting, she said, I hope always to be an amateur, meaning that I would always perform for the love of the art, not to be amateurish, but to love the art. There is a spirit of that there. It could be a little tighter.
It is fun. It has some of our favorite Buffalo actors and actresses on stage, and it runs all the way through February 26th. It Should Have Been You. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.